It's one of the most anticipated weeks of the year. From 5-month-olds to 50-year-olds, there are bound to be some cracking short stories.
Oh, no.
And Lakey wants to hear them.
Not now.
Oops, I sharted.
Shart Week 2020. Thanks to Tradie Undies. Sharted recently? Pick up a fresh pair of Tradie Undies at tradie.com.au.
Well, welcome to the Shart Week Poodcast. Yes, that's right, Poodcast. I added another O. Come at me. If you think that the word poo and that fart sound effect there were a little on the nose, stop listening right now, because this is a podcast / Poodcast like no other. A whole week's worth of very hard work on the Danny Lakey Show, lifting the lid on shart stories around the country, delving into shart science, bearing it all, letting it all come out of every single orifice. Oh yeah, everyone sharts. There are two types of people in this world. People who shart and share their stories with the show, and people who mutter to themselves, "Ooh, I'm really ashamed of that time I sharted and I won't get involved." This is basically 30 minutes of shart gear, so if you like sharts, then stick around. If not, go and listen to something vanilla, you cream pudding. Let's start with a story I like to call The Curse of the Coconut Laksa. If there's three things that I like when I go on a Thailand holiday, it's the cuisine, it's the go-karts, and it's the sex tourism. I was on my way back from the Middle East and thought that I would stop in to Pattaya for a week on the way home before I came back to Australia. I arrived about 5 p.m. that night. By the time I got from Bangkok airport, it was about 7 p.m. I was pretty tired. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, easy on the sex tourism. You've got a whole week for that.
Yeah, take it easy. It's your first night. Don't go too overboard.
I thought, there's no need. I'll grab myself a nice coconut laksa down at the street there, and I'll have an early night, and then I'll be full of beans, ready tomorrow for a lot of go-karting and a lot of sex tourism. Went and got me coconut laksa. It was about 120 baht from memory. Well worth the money. Great coconut laksa. A little on the spicy side. The bamboo shoots were probably a little raw.
Mm. You're not good with spice either.
No. All in all, though, not a bad laksa.
7 out of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I had the coconut laksa, I went back to the hotel, watched a little bit of TV, and then decided to call it a night. I woke up in the morning with some awful stomach pangs, which is very unlike me. Usually, I'm not much of a vomiter, I'm not much of a sharter, and my tummy was all over the place. But I had my heart set on some go-karts, and I had my heart set on some sex tourism. So what I always...
I really don't want these three things to go together in a story.
Well... Just to sort of grow accustomed to the local culture, I thought, well, I'll start off my first day in Thailand with a soapy massage. And I've had soapy massages before. We've talked about the soapy massages
on
the show.
You got a rash last time.
That was the first time I went to Thailand. I'd learnt since then where not to go and where to go.
Right, you're a veteran on the soapy massage.
Yeah, these guys, it's more of a paraben-free soap that they use for their soapy massages.
Perfect for you.
I think, oh, I'm a little grumbly, but I've got a big day of sex tourism and go-karting. So I walk there. I pick myself up a coffee. I walk there, and the soapy massage is going to plan. It is going pretty much how all soapy massages have gone. For anyone who doesn't know, Google it. It involves a lilo bed, a naked Thai lady, and a lot of soap. I was having a great time. There was no friction to speak of. And then just as I finished... I did a sneaky fart.
Oh, God. And could you not have just held it in?
Well, I wanted to let it all out. I'd been emptied in other orifices, so I thought I may as well just go back to ground zero. And it's actually the worst time to do a fart, because even the driest of farts after a soapy massage feel a little wet.
This is so gross. Because this is honestly disgusting.
Shart Week 2020. Because there's still a little bit of soap simmering in your backs and cracks,
it was very hard. I thought, oh no, I couldn't have. Surely it must just be a little bit of extra soap back there. Surely I haven't rinsed
properly. I can't deal with this.
And I think nothing of it. And I leave it. Of course, after the sex tourism, I've got some go-karts to go to.
At least you went to the bathroom before the go-karts.
I'm walking to the go-karts, which is only about a kilometre away from the soapy massage parlour. And I'm squeezing together. I'm going, no, surely not. This must be excess soap. Must be. And I'm sort of wiggling around. I'm
stop
at the 7-Eleven.
Moving
my hips. Going, what's, is this soap or is the, have I done the unthinkable here? It wasn't until I was in the line at the go-karts that my suspicions had been confirmed because some Aussie bogan from behind goes, geez, this go-kart place stinks of shit.
Okay.
I said, oh, all right, I think I'll miss the carts today. Hobble back home. Lo and behold, you know, you do a test patch with the toilet paper when you get home, don't you? Worst fears confirmed.
You are so gross.
So, look, no harm, no foul. It could have gone a lot worse. But that is the story of the curse of the coconut laksa.
Have you had a coconut laksa since?
Never had a coconut laksa since.
The Danny Lakey Show, in conjunction with Triple M, presents Shart Week's Greatest Rock Hits. Two loaded CDs with all of the classics that you can rock out so hard to, you'll shart your pants. Including Ice House with Electric Poo.
I just sneezed and it all came straight through me. Now I'm covered in poo and it's in my shoes.
Grinspoon's Chemical Shart.
Thought that I'd farted. Turns out it was a shart.
And the boss himself, Bruce Springsteen, with Hungry Shart.
Everyone's experienced a shart.
Plus, rock out at home and crank it up to 11 with Elton John.
So don't go making me shart. I won't go making you shart.
And Blondie's chart-topping anthem, Shard of Glass.
Thought I had a little bit of gas. Next thing I know, shot it out my ass.
Plus, Paul McShartney, Joan Jett and the Black Sharts, Shart Garfunkel, Dolly Sharton, and Coldplay. Chris Sharton. Get your mum to wash your skid-marked undies with Joy Division.
Mum, I've accidentally done a shart again.
The Hooters.
And we danced, even though there was shit in our pants.
And the Plain White Tees.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? Oh my God, I have just sharted and my pants are now all shitty. Yes, they are.
Plus, a live acoustic, gut-busting, sphincter-quivering version of Cold Chisel's Breakfast at Sweet Shots. And that's just the first CD. Plenty more of Shart's greatest rock head-banging tunes in CD number two. A watery number two, that is.
Diarrhea, here it comes again.
Shart Week 2020 and Shart Week's greatest rock hits are in no way affiliated with Triple M.
We spoke to a man called Matthew, and he's been brave enough to share his story for Shart Week. This is Matthew's massive mistake.
I would have been about 9 years old in primary school, getting the bus home. School was probably about 20 minutes away from my house, so it wasn't too bad, but, you know, as it is, always going to go to the bathroom before you go on a long trip, which I never did. It's probably about 2 or 3 minutes into the bus trip, I felt this excruciating pain in my stomach, in my bowels. Sat by myself, try to avoid any conversation with anyone, just focusing on just trying to keep whatever was brewing inside of me, actually inside of me. Just going around all the bends and turns and bumps, focusing on my bowels, my abdomen, trying to keep it all in. Probably got to about 15 or 20 metres up the road from where I was actually going to get off the bus, and 9 times out of 10, the bus driver would just let you off the bus as they do, but this bloke had a different agenda. With all the traffic, you would just refuse to let us off. I'm just standing there waiting, hopefully to, you know, try and finally get off the bus. Until the massive shart happened.
Matthew's massive shart, it was big enough to have its own bus pass.
The kid next next to me just turned and looked and was just like, Matt farted. The pure shock on my face when about 40 kids looked at me and I realised there was just liquid shit just running down the side of my pants. Light blue school short just turned into a dark, dark, browny black colour. Didn't look good, but that wasn't the worst thing, you know. It was about a 5 or 10 minute walk from the bus stop, actually, to my house.
He's walking down the street with yesterday's breakfast now at his feet.
Just trying to pretend it wasn't me leaving that ghastly trail, just walking down the street. Got home and jumped in the shower, washed myself off, you know, trying to hide the evidence from my mum, which is all good. Till the next day I went to school, there was a school assembly when they sat everyone down and pretty much announced to the whole school that just make sure you go to the bathroom before you get on the bus. But unfortunately, Matthew had an accident and shot himself on the bus. And that quickly went around the school and got back to my parents and, yeah.
Hey, Mom, I'm sorry that I soiled my Speedos, but don't feed me any more burritos.
It's a pretty awkward conversation when I got home the next day. I guess it's like a little life lesson from the school they tell you, you know, just make sure you do this. Like, even now, I will always, hand across heart, go to the bathroom before I go for a drive, just in case.
It's Matthew's massive shot.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you for your bravery.
It is now time to turn our attention towards the bronze shark. We have three nominees tonight for the bronze shark, the third best shark story in the country. The winner will not only receive the honour of knowing that they have the third best shit in their pants story in the whole country, but will also score a $100 tradie undie voucher thanks to tradie.com. And the nominees are nominee number one, Matt's massive mistake.
I would have been about 9 years old in primary school getting the bus home. It's probably about 2 or 3 minutes into the bus trip. I felt this excruciating pain in my stomach and my bowels until the massive shart happened. The kid next to me just turned and looked and was just like, Matt farted.
Nominee number two, Brendan's brown bender.
Two boys decided one weekend we'd fly up to the Gold Coast, straight onto the wild turkeys. No food. We'd go head down to Cavill Ave. Thought I'd sneak out a quiet one walking along Cavill Ave. I actually followed through and I ended up with Chase at the end of the day because my arse cheeks are just rubbing together.
And nominee number three, Phil's unfortunate fill-up.
Just started a 14-hour shift doing door work. I'd had curry chicken dinner. Let out a sneaky fart. I had sharted. Basically, I had to stand there for close to 14 hours, and I had to basically spray deodorant and all different things to try and mask the aroma.
And the winner of the Bronze Shart Award is Brendan's Brown Bender.
Well done, Brendan. Well deserved.
Decided one weekend we'd fly up and see an ex-football coach at the Gold Coast. Anyway, we've been on the source most of the day and he picked us up from the airport straight onto the wild turkeys. No food, nothing. All night on the source. Just had a few nibblies along the way but didn't pay dividends the next day because woken up and I was in the shower and I was spewing bile. I just felt shocking and all I needed was a good feed of greasies. And the boys, we said, we'll go head down to Cavill Ave. We found the nearest all you could eat. Before that, I thought I'd sneak out a quiet one walking along Cavill Ave and I actually followed through. Shocking. I went straight into Hungry Jack's. Dad ran out of toilet paper and the only thing I had was my own jocks. So I had to use my own jocks and I end up with Chase at the end of the day because my arse cheeks are just rubbing together.
Your bronze shart winner, ladies and gentlemen. Brendan's brown bender. I love the alcohol involved. I love it coming out both ends. I love the no toilet paper at Hungry Jack's. No doubt the judges did too. Next, we will award the silver shart for 2020.
Work sites are being closed down today after a shart sighting was reported just before 9.
Oh,
a tradie in his 30s, said to have downed two pies and a chocolate milk for breakfast, reportedly sharted just...
Oi, did you guys hear the news?
That's an epic shart, and this is Shart Week.
We need to award a runners-up prize, technically known as the Silver Shart Award for Excellence. The winner of this award will score themselves $100 worth of tradie undies and a special Danny Lakey shart mentorship, where I shall take this person under my wing and provide advice, guidance to any sharts that may arise in the future, how to mask a shart, how to mask a fart.
What, so you'll be chatting to them for the next, say, 14 years? Because you said a shart happens once every 6 to 7 years?
Well, the mentorship does expire after the seven-year period. But, yeah, hopefully that'll be enough.
You get one shart with the mentorship.
For people to learn the golden lessons. And the nominees are nominee number one, Bill's Boy in Blue boil over.
I was taking a witness statement and that female had to leave to go to the toilet. So I took the opportunity to let one rip. I sort of arched the back and all of a sudden it just shot completely straight up my back.
Nominee number two, Jane's shart-drenched sheets.
Nearly married, rushed to hospital with a bowel blockage, had massive surgery, got home from hospital, in bed with my new husband, and then I thought, oh, I'm so full of wind, I've got to let this go. He was covered in it, I was covered in it, just everything just came out.
And nominee number three, Josh's white shorts water slide shart disaster.
Went to a New Year's party and had a lot of food. We had a water slide. I was wearing white board shorts. Went to the toilet. Someone was in there, so I tried holding it. It started running down my leg in white pants.
And the winner of the Silver Shart Award for Excellence and a special Danny Lakey shart mentorship is Bill's Boy in Blue boil over.
What happened was I was taking a witness statement and that female had to leave to go to the toilet. So I took the opportunity to let one rip. I sort of arched the back and all of a sudden it just shot completely straight up my back. So I've gone, oh, it's literally, oh shit. So I've quickly raced into the cleaner's closet, cleaned myself up a bit, and before she got back, I could see that the seat that I was on, there was a terrible mark left. So I quickly had to run into the kitchenette, make myself a quick cup of coffee, and just throw it completely over the seat, also over the floor. I got some of that spray, lemon scented thing, sprayed that everywhere. And when she came back in, she's gone, oh, what's happened? And I said, oh, the cleaner's has come in and he's made a shitload of mess. And she's gone, oh, I didn't even see the cleaner. I said, yeah, I've made it duck out the other door. So we'll move to another room and I'll get someone else to complete the statement because I've just realised that I've got to do something in another room.
Well done, Bill. Congratulations, Bill's Boy in Blue boil over, a very deserved winner of the Silver Shart Award and the mentorship. We love the fact that he was a policeman, a man of power, and it's a firm reminder that no matter how high up in society you are, you do have the chance of letting one through to the keeper. I like that it went up the back of the crack instead of down towards the taint area, and the cover-up is just the perfect ending to what was a fantastic shart. Who will win the Golden Shart Award for 2020? We're only moments away.
Don't be deterred. Oh, whoops. It's just Shart Week on Triple M.
The winner of the Golden Shart will score themselves a year's supply of tradie undies to replace the ones that they have defaced. If you've sharted recently, pick up a fresh pair of tradie undies at tradie.com. A nice, clean, crisp pair. Back to square one. This is a big award, and it brings me great joy to announce the winner of the Golden Shart 2020. Envelope, please. And the winner of the Golden Shart is Fiona's Mid-Air Excrement Experiment.
I was flying to America, my first ever long-haul flight, and I didn't eat anything, and I was waiting to board the plane, and there was a news agency right next door, and I thought, oh, crap, better get some munchies quickly, so I just grabbed what I thought was gummy bears. Turned out there were sugar-free gummy bears. So I'm on the plane, I'm like, oh, whatever, it'll do. So I'm eating as I'm boarding, eating on the plane. I finished my whole pack probably within about 15 minutes, and then we take off. About 2 hours into the flight, my tummy starts rumbling, it starts making really weird noises, I sort of start cramping up and I'm thinking, oh, it's probably, you know, just because I haven't had anything, I'll eat something. And then it got really bad. So at this point in time, I desperately need to go use the bathroom, but the turbulence hits really bad and the seatbelt signs go on. And then I was like, nah, don't care, still need to go to the bathroom. This is going to not end well. And then I go to get up to sprint to the bathroom
and the flight attendant was like, no, ma'am, you need to sit in your chair. Bad luck, time's run out. I have just sharted in my pants. And I just didn't know what to do. And I'm sitting down and I can feel it like spreading everywhere and running down my leg. It was mortifying. And I just thought, oh my God, like how am I don't know what to do. I don't have a change of clothes. What am I going to do? What about the person sitting next to me? Oh my goodness. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to pretend to be asleep for the remainder of the trip, and when everyone gets off the flight, we'll deal with it then. So that's what I did. And the smell was horrendous, and it was like it had run down my legs, and I was wearing thongs, so it was in the aisle. I just pretended to be asleep the whole time. It was mortifying.
Brings me great joy to welcome Fiona onto the show on the Danny Lakey Show. Congratulations, Fiona, for the best shark story in Australia.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
$500, a year's supply of tradie undies, thanks to tradie.com. There's so much to love about this story, isn't there? I mean, the sugar-free gummy bear knowledge, that's something that no one was aware of until you blazed the way, literally and metaphorically, up in the air. The sugar-free gummy bears don't do it for you.
No, don't do it. Don't ever do it.
Now,
that whole story is just mortifying. The fact that it was on her thongs and in the aisle is probably the worst part.
Well, what it shows is we're such social creatures, aren't we? Even someone who knows that they are going to shit their pants in front of 300 people on a metal tube flying through the sky can still be held ransom by one flight attendant saying, no, ma'am, sit down. Essentially, she was just saying, no, go back to 31A and shit yourself there. Like, you weren't going to break the rules. You weren't going to break the rules at any cost. I mean, to play dead, to be asleep, how long did you have to pull that charade, Fiona, for the rest of the duration?
It was 6 hours remaining into the flight. It was mortifying.
The million-dollar question, did you fall asleep at all in your own shit, or did you just have to pretend that you were asleep for the whole 6 hours?
No, I pretended and I tried so hard not to cry because that would give the jig up that I wasn't sleeping if there's tears rolling down my face. I did make a few sort of snore sounds here and there to try to make it a bit more authentic. It was certainly
a character building experience. It's a story for the ages. It shows endurance, it shows courage, and it shows thinking on your feet, to be honest. You'll be a future Hall of Famer, there's no doubt about that. We'd love for you to present an award at Shark Week 2021. Yes, it's happening again next year.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Fiona will be back.
One week is enough.
And it brings me great joy to award you with the year supply of tradie undies. Congratulations, Fiona.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Very exciting stuff. Would you like to thank anyone?
I would like to thank the flight attendant for putting me in my place to make the shark happen. And, of course, the sugar-free gummy bears for, you know, being the reason of the shark.
It wouldn't be a shark week without addressing probably the nation's most high-profile shark rumour, and that is, of course, the allegations that Scott Morrison shat himself at a McDonald's in Engadine back in 1997 after a Cronulla Sharks loss.
Was this sort of like witnessed by a group of people? And obviously back then, not many phones, no one could take photos of the so-called shark.
So true. If it was today, he would have been ousted out of office within a couple of seconds.
No chance he would have got away with it. It would have been made into a TikTok.
A man by the name of Don Joyride announced on Twitter on August 24th, 2018, that he did see the Prime Minister have an accident back in 1997 in the hallowed halls of the Golden Arches of Macca's, and did indeed shit his pants at Macca's Engadine. Now, ScoMo has neither confirmed nor denied this, and he's had ample time to do so. We know that, much like a fart, silent is the most deadly. And the fact that he hasn't responded to this really shows that the writing's on the wall. And the Danny Lakey Show would just want to make it very clear, in conjunction with Shark Week 2020,
that we believe wholeheartedly ScoMo did shit himself at McDonald's Engadine back in 1997.
In the Macca's toilets with ScoMo. The toilet's busy, but he's got to go. His guts are feeling a bit sick, and he's wearing denim jeans. It's an emergency. Scotty's holding on for dear life, but a shot starts to run down his thighs. Everyone in store smells it. Didn't get there on time. Tries to hold it in, but can't. ScoMo has shat his pants. Scott Morrison was seen with his undies yellow, brown and green. He was seen with shit in jeans, Macca's Engadine. Oh yeah.
For you, ScoMo. If you want to give us the scoop for Shart Week 2021, doors always open. Happy Shart Week. We'll be back bigger and better next year.